This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, and in continuation still. We didn't finish all the things. We're still holding the 48 ways of wisdom. And it's divided up into two Mishnahs, but we're still in the first Mishnah. We're up to the number 12, which means, 13. Number Yud Gimel 13, B'Yishuv. B'Yishuv means to be calm, which Rashi says your mind is settled. Yeah, your mind is settled. Without a settled mind, you can't concentrate. So you have to have a settled mind. About the first, Israel says, "B'yishuv she'ipaki b'yishuv shaloyla." And b'derechem b'chachmas tevi'os. You know about the chachmas oyla, b'yishuv oylam. Had be bal derech eretz b'chachmas tevi'os v'limudios. But l'mayis at the end of the day, the pashut pshat is yishuv of have yishuv adas. Like we said also many times. We said many times the gemara, the chavzayim and beis in Megillah. That says over there that the story with two Amorim, they were walking and it started to rain, and they went to a shul. We know you're not allowed to go into a shul because of the rain. So the one Amorim said, "We didn't go in because of the rain. Escape the rain. Use it as a protection for the rain, but." We went in because Shmaisa by Shlusa Kiyom the Kiyom Distina. Learning needs clarity like a clear day. And Rashi says over there, fascinating Rashi, She'ena Torah B'Klum. You can't be busy. Your mind has to be settled. Your mind can't be in a tumult. You can't learn properly. It has to be Ena Torah B'Klum. Totally clear mind, like a clear day. There's not one cloud in the sky. That's how much your head has to be unclouded by any tiredness, any worries, any things on your head. That's B'Yishuv. Next, 14. B'Mikra. B'Mikra means you have to have knowledge, you have to be a baki and knowledge of the 24 Sifrei HaKodesh. People don't realize that if you don't know the Sifrei HaKodesh, Chumash, Tanakh, you're at a loss. Because the Gemaras and Mishnahs, everything's based. It starts with the Yisoides. The Yisoides Tanakh. That's why, according to the Mishnah we learned earlier, the end of the fifth paragraph, Chomish the Mikra, first you have to start from Mikra and know Tanakh. Then you can appreciate and understand the Sifrei HaGemara. That's the 13th. That's the 14th. 15 is the Mishnah. You have to be a baki in the Mishnahs before you go into the Chokhmah of the Torah, the Gemara, the Bavli Mishnahs. And everybody knows the famous Gemara. In Tainus Daf Chesam and Alv, the Gemara says that if you see a Gemara the Ashra Pasik, top of Chesam and Alv, in Reisa Talmud, if you see a Talmud, the Talmud Koshal of Kibarza, and it's such a difficult understanding Torah, the Gemara says because his Mishnah is in a Stura, his Mishnah is not Stura, he doesn't have Mishnah is clear, and that's why it's a difficulty learning the Gemara. So Avada, a step to be able to acquire Shas. Is you have to have the Mishnah Klor, and that's number 15. So we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll continue.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.